Fallout Equestria Starlight. Epilogue. Second Chances. The magic of friendship doesn't just exist in Equestria, it's everywhere. You can seek it out, or you can forever be alone. The choice is yours.
I think that just about covers everything,
I said, taking a sip of the scalding hot tea in front of me. I looked up into the one good eye of my dragon host. After starting into my tale, Spike had pulled out a length of scroll and had begun writing it down. He said it was for poetry reasons that Sempony needed to know what had happened. It had taken us several days to reach the part of the story where Spike entered in. In that time, I'd had to correct him several times on certain aspects of my story, but eventually he got it down on paper properly. There were several times that Spike had to stop writing as he began to look a bit pale. I imagined that hearing these things about a mare that was like a mother to him was very hard. The dragon looked down at me, dumbfounded.
I can't believe the Twilight,
he said. I lowered my cap, cocking an eyebrow.
Twilight, she wasn't perfect. She was a pony just like any pony else was. She knew weakness, much like I did, I said.
Spike nodded silently.
It's just hard to believe that she's finally moved on,
he said.
The last time I saw her, she was still okay. It was just before the war ended. I went into hibernation, and when I woke up, every pony was gone.
That must have been incredibly hard on you, I said.
Spike nodded in response.
I assure you, what I just told you is the truth. I'm just sorry it took me so long to come see you.
I believe you, Star. I truly do,
Spike replied.
Besides, 4 months isn't that long. If anything, that's a blip in the life of a dragon.
Yes, well, I think that is all there is to it then, I said, standing and stretching my legs.
What happened afterwards? What happened to your friends? I had to return to my cave so soon after we met,
Spike asked suddenly. I cocked another eyebrow at him.
It might make for a good ending if every pony who reads this knows that the heroes turned out okay in the end. Sort of happy ever after, you know?
Well,
I said, sitting back down in my seat as Spike poured some more tea. Chica called.
Auntie Star, Auntie Vi!
Starry Night shouted up at me as I pushed open the door to the dwelling inside theater. I smiled softly at the filly. Lightning Chaser was on top of me before I even could move any further, his wings buzzing rapidly. The two foals had gotten much bigger than the last time I'd seen them.
Hey, you two! Give Auntie Star and Auntie Violet some room!
A voice said from inside the room. I looked up, seeing Patch. She was smiling brightly.
Hey, Patch!
I said, looking down at the green mare. Patch trotted over to us, collecting her super excitable foals, depositing them in the old playpen she'd managed to scavenge. They quickly moved to their toys, having completely forgotten we were there. I smiled softly, watching as the twins played together.
Those two are a hoof full, it seems,
Violet said from my side. Patch giggled.
They are, but they're my life now, she said. After a long day's work here, I really need their company sometimes. Why don't you two take a seat? You in town long?
Not for too long, I said. We're here to discuss setting up ranches for the followers with Danish.
Ah, well, he's been in some meetings all day long. He and Lilith have a date tonight too, I think,
Patch replied.
How is Lilith?
I asked. The door opened up at that, revealing the black mare.
Lilith, she said. It's just fine and dandy. Sorry I'm late, Patch. I got caught up on a shift.
The black mare wore a different set of power armor than what she had previously worn, this one with a badge and the word security emblazoned on it. Her wing blades were painted a flat black, invisible unless you knew what to look for.
No worries, Patch said, grinning. I don't even think they missed you.
Lilith's eyes widened.
What?
She said, trotting over to the playpen.
You guys didn't miss me. You always miss me.
The foals squealed happily as they latched onto Lilith's neck, hugging her close. I smiled at the scene.
She's good with them, I said.
Patch nickered.
Every pony is,
she said.
I'm just glad for Lilith's help. I don't know what I would do without her.
Don't forget me, a voice said from behind us. Apple Danish stepped into the apartment, grinning widely. The stallion looked as happy as ever. He trotted up to Lilith and kissed her on the cheek before turning to us.
Howdy, you two. Just got done with my meetings. Moose was fucking crazy again. Heard she was looking for me.
Danish, Violet said. Yes, we have some business to discuss on behalf of the followers.
Danish nodded.
Follow me to my office. We'll see what we can hammer out, the stallion said.
Violet started to follow him, but stopped and looked back at me. I was watching Lilith playing with the foals.
Star, you coming?
She said. I waved her off.
Nah, I want to spend some time with my god foals, I said. I think my senior priestess can handle this alone.
Violet rolled her eyes, following after Danish. Lilith chuckled as I grabbed a hold of Starry Knight with my magic, rolling the filly around in the air as she giggled at me.
So, when are you two gonna have one of your own?
Lilith crooned. My eyes widened.
What?
I see,
Spike said.
And how are your grandfathers doing?
You know, kids, they're pretty adorable,
I replied, taking another sip of my tea. Spike grinned toothily.
And have you indeed thought about having one of your own?
He said. I shrugged.
Violet and I have talked about it a bit, I said. I'm not sure if I'm ready for that kind of commitment, though. I love Violet dearly, just not sure about foals. It's kind of nice to live vicariously through Patch, you know.
Spike nodded in response. He finished penning the entry on the scroll and looked up at me.
And what about your hellhound friend, Nixis?
He asked.
He's still in Ponyville, actually, I said.
Ponyville. Welcome to our home, Radiant Star. You're always welcome in our town,
Avira said, opening the door to the library. I stepped inside, smiling brightly at the female hellhound.
Thank you, Avira. Is Nixis around?
I asked as I trotted after her into the library's common room. Two other hellhounds were in the happy and open space, working on cleaning up the tables and shelves in the library. They waved at me, smiling widely.
He's around. I think you'll find him upstairs,
Avira replied. I nodded, trotting up the stairs. I pushed open the door at the top, the hallway beyond dark. I took a step inside.
Hello, Nixis?
I said. Two yellow eyes opened at the end of the hall. Nixis stepped forward where I could see him better. His prosthetic limb clacked as he moved. It wasn't a perfect replacement, but Nixis had not wanted any cybernetics. He claimed they felt funny. The hellhound smiled at me widely.
Radiant Star, he said. It is quite good to see you. What brings you to my home?
Just passing through on my way to Manhattan, I said. Figured I'd see how you and Avira were doing.
We are well, thank you very much,
he said.
In fact, Avira and I have some good news.
Oh, what's that?
I asked as I followed the hellhound down the stairs. Nixis grinned toothily.
I am to be a father, Radiant Star,
he said.
Avira is pregnant.
My eyes widened.
Nixis, you old dog,
I said playfully, hitting his shoulder with my forehoof.
Seriously, I'm really happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Star,
Nixis replied.
Would you like to stay for the evening? I'm sure that we can find room for you.
I don't know, I said, putting a hoof to my chin. Let me think about it. Okay, you got me. I'm not expected back at Fort Knowledge for a few days or so. Plenty of time to kick back and relax.
Indeed,
Nixie said, following me down the stairs of the library. Avira looked pensive but smiled widely when I gave her a great big hug. I could tell they were going to be great parents. I just knew it.
That's beautiful. I'm happy for you, friend,
Spike said, penning down the entry on the scroll about Nixis.
Let me see. What about your friend Sunshine?
Sunshine, she's helping us out now,
I said, tracing the rim of my cup with my hoof. Manhattan.
Are you ready to go?
I said to the pink mare. Sunshine looked up at me and smiled softly.
Yep, just finishing up packing my things, she said.
Violet set off to the side, packing together her gear as well.
The Twilight Society didn't exactly like my resignation, but they understand how important the work the followers are doing is. So, they're okay with you joining the followers?
Violet said. Sunshine nodded, zipping up her pack.
Yeah, I mean, they're not thrilled, but what you guys are doing is worth it, she said.
Setting up schools, helping ponies. It's something I've always wanted to do. I should be ready to go now.
Good. We've got a good amount of ground to cover, I said.
The three of us made our way to the train line outside of Ten Pony Tower. Sunshine looked back up at the place that had once been her home.
How far is it to Fort Knowledge? She asked.
Couple days at best, Violet said.
Don't worry, we're sticking strictly to NCR established routes. We'll stop in Glyphmark and then make our way up to the fort after that.
Sunshine nodded.
I really appreciate this, you two, she said. Letting me join the followers and all. I'm excited to get to work.
Don't worry about it, I said.
How's the horn working?
Sunshine smiled, tapping the appendage with the hoof while we walked.
It's all right. Doctors said I'm likely to still experience burnout, but it's getting better, she said.
So what's Fort Knowledge like? You never talked much about the place.
Books,
Violet said flatly.
Lots and lots of books.
Violet's exaggerating just a tad,
I said, pushing open the door to the line station that would lead us down to street level. Several NCR guards nodded at us as we made our way through.
It's nice, a nicer place since the NCR got trade routes set up between there and Mall.
Yes, there are a lot of libraries. It's where Twilight stuffed a bunch of her books during the war after all.
So you're back with the followers as well?
Spike said, humming to himself as he penned the entry in. I nodded.
The followers are really trying to help ponies. I realize that now. I want to help ponies. I want to continue the work that Velvet Remedy started, I said.
Spike placed a claw to his chin, humming softly.
You know, there's one friend I'm missing here,
Spike said. I nodded.
Lucky,
I said, smiling. Spike raised an eyebrow.
Yes, the Green Mare,
he said.
Whatever happened to her?
Ponyville.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I have to. I want to see the rest of the wasteland, do some adventuring, help some ponies out along the way,
the Green Mare said. She smiled.
I still need to get used to this whole body thing.
That's all right, I said, grinning.
Lucky stood across from me on the road outside of Ponyville. She wore a brand new set of barding, complete with holes to allow her wings to poke through. A revolver hung loosely from a harness around her neck. Spike had just left us, and the Green Mare had stated her intentions to leave as well.
I kind of owed it to you.
Well, I appreciate it, Lucky said.
She bowed to the others.
It was a pleasure to meet all of you. I wish we could get to know each other more, but I have my own journey to begin.
Take care of yourself, Lucky, Violet said from my side.
Lucky grinned and turned to start walking off into the wasteland. I pulled away from Violet's side, reaching out for the Green Mare. I stopped her in her tracks.
Lucky, just remember, life is what you make it. You've got a second chance here to do something incredible with it,
I said. Lucky smiled.
I plan to, she said. Hey, maybe I'll make some of my own friends along the way.
I'm sure you will,
I replied.
Hey, maybe you'll meet someone cute. You never know what you might find.
Lucky rolled her eyes at me.
Oh, sure, like that'll happen, she said.
I poked her in the side.
Oh, come on, you're thinking too negatively. What's your poison, pony or something else more exotic?
I asked, chuckling. Lucky's face went beet red.
Star,
she exclaimed.
Just trying to help, I said, lifting my hoofs. I can't help if you don't tell me. Well, if you must know. I'm kind of partial to griffins,
Lucky said.
Griffins, got nothing, sorry, I said, sticking my tongue out at her. You know, in a different life, maybe we'd have... No, Lucky said, playfully gagging. No offense, but not the way my barn door swings. To each their own, I guess. You like griffins, I like chocolate. I winked at her. Lucky groaned. Yes, well, I really must get going. Can't have an adventure if you're standing around grossing me out, she said. I narrowed my gaze at her. Well, take care of yourself. I don't want to have to come find you and help you again, I said. Lucky grinned. Yeah, last time you tried to do that, I died, she joked. I frowned. Lucky waved a hoof. Oh, sorry, bad form, I suppose. Too soon? I frowned some more. Oh, come on, Star, I was only kidding. I broke out into a wide smile. So was I said. I reached in and hugged her close. Thanks for everything that you did. I never would have... You don't need to say it, she said. Thank you, Star, for everything as well. She turned and started walking, disappearing over the hill into the equestrian wasteland.
Interesting,
Spike said.
So the resurrection spell, it works?
Like a charm, I said. Don't ask me if I know it, though. Like Twilight said, as soon as I cast it, I forgot it. It was a one-time thing.
Of course,
Spike replied.
I think that about does it, doesn't it?
He put down his pen and scroll.
I guess so, I said.
Spike smiled, pushing up from his sitting position.
Come with me,
he said.
I want to show you something.
I cocked my head at him in confusion, but followed him anyways. We made our way deeper into his cave, following a tunnel along next to a massive cable. It opened up into a gigantic cavern befitting Spike's great size. In the center of the cavern was a tree-like structure, a monitor, and several pedestals. I gasped softly as I recognized them. The elements of harmony. They were all here. The necklaces shined in the light, along with the element of magic, its gleaming crown perfectly at home among the others.
How long have you had these? I asked. What is this thing?
This is a reason to continue fighting the good fight,
Spike said.
I haven't shown many ponies this. This device. This is Twilight's legacy to the world. In some strange moment of lucidity, she designed this. The Gardens of Equestria.
The Gardens of Equestria? I said.
It's a mega spell,
Spike said.
Designed to purge the Equestrian wasteland of taint and magical radiation. I thought you should see it, to know that not everything Twilight did was bad.
I smiled as I looked down upon the element of magic and then back up to Spike.
And it requires the elements to power it, I said. The bearers?
Spike nodded.
Once all the bearers have gathered, they'll be able to power the spell. They'll fix the wasteland,
he said. I looked down at my hoofs. Spark would have the power to save the world, just like she wanted, but it would be done the right way. In a roundabout way, she would give Equestria back to the ponies who needed it the most. It was poetic in a sense. I very nearly cried.
There's one more thing I have to ask you a favor of, Spike, I said, glancing back up at the dragon. I need to know about Celestia.
Spike closed his good eye.
It isn't pretty,
he said.
Celestia left her body a long time ago at the end of the war. She transferred a copy of her consciousness into the SPP's Crusader mainframe where little Pip is.
I shuddered at this. I remembered Stable 39 and the ponies who had been trapped by a crazed pony who transferred their mind into the mainframe.
Does that mean that she's dead?
I asked. Spike shrugged.
No telling, really. I've spoken with Celestia many times through the MAS broadcast system, and she seems to be normal,
he said.
I can even still send her things with my dragon flame.
Can you send her a letter for me?
I asked softly.
Twilight wanted me to deliver a message to the pony she loved the most. I know from all of what I remember of Twilight's memories, that was Celestia.
A letter? I can do that,
Spike said. He lifted a claw, blowing a stream of green flame. It coalesced into another scroll, complete with a giant quill. I took a deep breath and I started to speak.
Dear Princess Celestia, once upon a time there was a unicorn named Twilight Sparkle. A shut-in and introvert, her wise mentor sent her to Ponyville to learn the magic of friendship. And for a time, these friendships shaped the mare and provided her with the foundation she needed to become a princess. Then came the war. The war that killed Equestria. The Princess of Friendship was thrust into a conflict that corrupted even the virtues of harmony. We all know how that went. The mega spells dropped, killing millions. But Twilight did not die. Stuck in the entity known as a goddess, Twilight became a cold shadow image of herself. She did terrible things and corrupted many lives. Not only that, she allowed herself to become enthralled in the concept of old Equestria, of the harmony that we once shared. She became obsessed, driven by the past. It was that obsession that led to my existence. I fell victim to Twilight's obsessions. I allowed her to guide my actions, and for that I nearly destroyed Equestria. It wasn't until faced with her own true nature that Twilight did the right thing in the end and moved on. She recognized, I believe, through my adventures, what I now know to be true in my heart. Friendship never changes. The friendships that I have made over the course of the past year have shown me that everyone, no matter who they are, deserves a second chance. If we trust in our friends and let their strength heal us, we can do anything. And though friendship in the wasteland is difficult, if we extend our hoof and allow for that second chance, friendship will find us. There is no greater power in the world than the power of true friends. And so, with my final words, I give you the final message of the man known as Twilight Sparkle. I am at peace. Radiant Star, the Ministry Mayor.
When I finished, Spike smiled, rolling the scroll up. He breathed a blast of flame onto the rolled-up scroll. It disappeared in a flash of green light.
That's all there is to it,
Spike said, wiping a stray tear from his good eye.
That was beautiful, Star. Very moving. Twilight would have approved, I think.
I nodded.
Thank you, Spike, I said. I think it's time for me to go now.
Safe travels, Radiant Star,
Spike said, saluting me.
Keep in touch.
I turned and began trotting towards the entrance of the cave. Violet and Sunshine sat waiting for me outside, keeping watch. Everything good to go? Violet said. I nodded, looking back at the entrance to Spike's cave.
Never better, I said.
The end.